So now I want to talk a little bit about what to do with your old self. In the workbook, it says this is a game that's going to be played with your new self and your old self. So your old self is filled with patterns and erroneous operating theories and mistakes and fears and negativity that you have to get over to be your new self, right? So I'd like to encourage you to go out of the box and to learn some releasing techniques on your own as you go through my workbook. I'll give you a little bit of a hint on how some of these things work, but I'd like to introduce you to some resources that will help you tremendously. Okay, one of them is the book called The Sedona Method, which is a very, very nice, easy way to release painful emotions, negative blocks, resistance. Fantastic book. You just do it in the privacy of your little laboratory, releasing the blocks that come up as you're doing the workbook. Now, when I first wrote the workbook, these things weren't available. But now that they are, I would really encourage you to make a friend of the Sedona Method and use it. And also, the work of Byron Katie, and she's on the internet, and she has a lot of audio CDs out. She's really good, and she asks questions that help you to change how you think about things, change your theories, so to speak. Another great resource is Barry Kaufman, who teaches a thing called the option process, which again gives you great insights into how to change your mind when these blocks come up. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little help, but I encourage you to make releasing a regular part of your life. And those are three great resources. There's probably a lot more out there, but these are the ones that I think are the most potent. So let me talk a little bit now about unhappiness or negativity. Okay? The way negativity works, anything, fear, let's just say fear, okay? The reason I have fear is because I think that this fear will protect me. So if I get angry at someone, I'm being angry at them as a way of taking care of myself. If I get angry at myself, like I'm feeling guilty or I'm beating myself up, I'm operating believing that this psychic punishment will motivate me to do a better job. Are you with me so far? We believe that pain is good for us. Psychic pain is good for us. When we were small, maybe a parent or a teacher or somebody hurt us so that they could manage us better. They yelled at us or, taught us to feel guilty about our mistake or whatever. And we've continued to do that throughout our lives. So you have to understand that negative thoughts have a purpose. Negative thoughts have a positive purpose, but they don't work. So if I beat myself up enough and make myself feel guilty so that I will do a better job, I will start to feel so crummy that I'll just quit working because I can't stand the pain anymore. Okay? You see this with diets all the time. The person feels so guilty about their slip, so consistently guilty, that they quit the diet. So you understand what I'm saying. So you need to know, if I say set some goals and you immediately get this, oh God, goal setting. Oh, I hate that whole thing, goal setting. There's a negative feeling. You have to clear that. You have some belief that goal setting is it's not going to work for you, or nothing ever works out right for me, and I don't want to get my hopes up because I'll be disappointed, and all this nonsense, right? So using those methods and those great teachers out there, you can clear things like that very easily. Okay? So you might get a sense of what the concept is. If I have this yucky concept, I don't want to set goals. Nothing ever works right for me. I might want to use the Byron Katie technique. And she would say, is that absolutely true? That's the first question. Nothing ever works for you. Is that absolutely true? And I might believe it. So I'd say, yeah, it's true. Okay. And then there's this feeling, right? Her next question would be something like, how true is it? Is it 100% true? Is it 80% true? Is it 20% true? And I'd have to look at that and say, well, sometimes I get things I want. So it's not absolutely true, but 80%. No, not really, 70%. So no, it's not absolutely true. So it's This belief is now starting to loosen up a bit, can you see? So the first question is, you know, is that absolutely true? How true is that? Okay. And then she might say, well, how do you feel when you believe that? And then I would be feeling that crummy feeling, you know? And sometimes you would might burst into tears at that point. And it's like, I feel hopeless and lost and nothing ever works right for me. Okay, now this might seem like challenging work, but it's really, you know, how you clear blocks as you look at it. And it's like, okay, it feels like that. And you're getting it. Yeah, it feels crummy. It feels crummy to have that belief. And then her next question might go something like, is that stressful? And it's like, yes, that is like ultimately stressful. And then the zinger, which is, well, how would it feel if you didn't have that belief? And then you go into, wow, if I didn't have that belief, I'd feel hopeful and happy. Yeah, and you actually start to feel that way. And then you might want to say, who would you be if you didn't have that belief? What would you do differently if you didn't have that belief? And you'd think, wow, without that belief, I might set goals and go after what I want and be a lot more positive, powerful person. Wow. Okay, we're moving right along here. So are you willing to let go of that belief? Yeah, I'm willing to let go of that negative belief. It feels yucky, it's stressful, and I got to feel how I would feel without it. So yes, I'm enrolled in letting go of that belief. Okay, then the last question is, well, as long as you're enrolled in letting go of it, let's play a little. What's the opposite of that belief? And then you just make that up, you know? What's the opposite of that? I like goal setting because I get what I want. Okay, and I'm trying that on. Goal setting always helps me to get what I want. Okay. And then she would say, well, give me three examples of that being true. All right, so let's prove this affirmation is true. And you would have to look through your mind and say, well, I set a goal to be married, and I got married. I set a goal to, you know, have a certain career promotion. I set a goal to get a new car, and I got that. And you'd prove to yourself that indeed the affirmation is true. Wow, goal setting helps me get what I want. Isn't that nice? And you have now cleared one of the biggest obstacles to creating a wonderful life. You see? So let me encourage you to look deeply into her work. It's a very nice way to clear things. It's gentle, and it really will help you do this work. The four questions, is that absolutely true? How do you feel when you believe that? How would you feel if you didn't believe that? And what's the opposite of that? Can you give me three examples? And at the end of the process, I came up with, I love setting goals because it helps me get what I want. Now, that is an affirmation. You see, that's really the only correct way to make affirmations, is you take an old negative thing and you turn it around just like that. And at the end, you have an affirmation that has three examples that prove it's correct. Now, if I go through life saying, wow, goal setting helps me get what I want, I'm not just blowing smoke, you know. I know that that's true, okay? The biggest problem with affirmations is a person won't create it with diligence. They'll just say, wow, if I start saying an affirmation, you know, magic will happen. Well, that's about as wrong as you can get, because if I read a book on affirmations and it says I need to start affirming, I have a lot of money, I have a lot of money, I have a lot of money. The only reason I'm doing that is because I know I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of money. You see? So if you create an affirmation based on lack, gee, I need to be a more loving person, and you just think you can get away with, I'm a more loving person. I'm a more loving person. I'm a more loving person. The whole reason you're doing it is because you don't think you're a loving person, okay? So affirmations that are made casually without that sort of process, or without proof, let's put it that way, without proof, right? They actually manifest the opposite. Okay, so the person who is addicted to self-help programs is doing it because they think there's something wrong with them. So no matter what they do in the self-help program, they're reinforcing there's something wrong with me, there's something wrong with me, there's something wrong with me. You understand? So this book is not a self-help program. This is a game that, you know, teaches you to get from point A to point B and have a great time. This is fun. This is not to improve you because there's nothing wrong with you, okay? So we're just going to give you techniques. You now have a little bit of a look at how Byron Katie clears something. The Sedona method is even easier. I'm not even going to tell you that one because it's so easy that you should just buy the book and do it. All right. Barry Kaufman's questions are a little bit different. He goes into why do you believe that? And then you get at why you do believe things, you know. But either way, it clears and releases. So take the clearing process seriously, okay? Thank you.